The Rules of Parenting by Richard Templar. This book is divided into 10 sections, and I'm starting with rules for staying sane. After all, if you can't manage that, the other 90 rules are going to be rather pointless. If you're a very new parent, or about to become a parent for the first time, I don't want to alarm you by giving the impression that keeping madness at bay is the main occupation for parents, and you'll be spending the next 18 years balancing on the edge of insanity. Not at all. It will only be moments of insanity you need to watch out for. There'll be times when the moments are blissfully few and far between. But trust me when I say we all have these moments. Frankly, there are moments that challenge even the best rules, parents of them all. The point here is that you'll enjoy the thing a whole lot more if you stay sane. Your sanity isn't only important because you are important, but also because your children need sane parents. And there are just a few rules you'll find, once you get the hang of them, help you keep your head when all about you are bawling theirs off. Rule number one, relax. Relax. So who are the best parents you know? The ones who have a seemingly instinctive ability to say and do the things that will result in happy, confident, well-balanced children? Have you ever wondered what makes them so good at it? Now, think about the ones you privately don't think are much caught. Why not? All the best parents I know have one key thing in common. They are relaxed about it. And all the worst ones are hung up on something. Maybe they're not stressed out about how good they are as parents. Perhaps they should be, but they're hung up about something that affects their ability to be a really good parent. I know a couple of parents who are neurotically clean and tidy. Their children have to take their shoes off at the door, or the whole world falls apart. They get really uptight if their children leave anything out of place or make any kind of a mess. It makes it impossible for the kids just to relax and enjoy themselves in case they get grass stains on their trousers or knock over the ketchup bottle. I have another friend who is so obsessively competitive that his children are under huge pressure to win every friendly game they ever play, and one who frets excessively every time her child grazes his knees. I bet you can think of plenty of similar examples among people you know. The really good parents I've encountered, on the other hand, expect their children to be noisy, messy, bouncy, scrabbly, whingy, and covered in mud. They take it all in their stride. They know they've got 18 years to turn these small creatures into respectable grown-ups, and they pace themselves. No rush to get them acting like adults. They'll get there in good time. Between you and me, this rule gets easier with time, though some people still never master it in the way true rules parents do. It's much harder to relax fully with your first baby than with your last teenager to leave home. With babies, you need to focus on the essentials, a healthy baby that isn't too hungry or too uncomfortable, and don't sweat the rest of it. It doesn't matter if their poppers are done up wrong, or you didn't find time to bath them today, or you've gone away for the weekend without anything for them to sleep in. Yes, I have a friend who has done this and no, she didn't sweat it, being a rules parent. Much better altogether if you can get to the end of the day, put your feet up with a glass of wine and say cheerfully to each other, "They're all still alive, so we must have got something right."